Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're right to the front lines of history in the making. We'll get to the lines in a second. But there's one story I want to mention. There's been a woman charged, San Diego, with a felony for punching an airline attendant twice, many times, as they landed on Southwest in San Diego. Here are the facts, here's the consequence, and here's what I think. The facts are, just for the heck of it, as they were landing, the woman just unbuckled her seatbelt and pulled down her tray table. That is a guarantee of the flight attendant saying to you, please buckle your seatbelt and pull it up. For that, the woman punched the attendant in the face, kept punching her. Three teeth were chipped, two needed crowns. Her left eye was bruised and swollen shut, and she needed four stitches under her right eye. She's now been charged with felonies. It's a 10-year felony to do that to someone, punch them and injure them like that, maximum. It's a 20-year felony for attacking an airline crew. It could be served consecutively. Theoretically, if she got the max, she'd get 30 years. Do I think she's going to get 30 years? No. It'll be concurrent. Do I think there'll be a plea bargain? Yes. Do I think it'll be a couple of years? Yes. She's got to go to prison. She has got to go to prison. Here's what's happening now on airlines. People are taking out the latent violence that's come to the surface because of, frankly, 4 years of Donald Trump and the Republicans urging people to take back their country, urging people to do something about mask mandates. These are all perhaps ambiguous words, but not in context. In context, they're not ambiguous. They invite violence. And the average person, maybe dull-witted, I don't know, who's very frustrated with life, figures this is a way to express myself. They have got to go to prison. This woman cannot be permitted to have done this to a flight attendant, chipping three of her teeth, two of them need crowns, her left eye bruised and swollen shut, and four stitches under her right eye, and just get probation. She's got to have a felony conviction. That's got to live with her. And let me tell you something else. Anybody who attacks a flight attendant or a pilot should be on the no-fly list. Right now, they're not. They could fly again. They shouldn't be permitted to. That inconvenience alone should do something. If you do it and you have to fly for work, you can't do it anymore. You want to fly somewhere on vacation, you can't do it anymore. Put them on the no-fly list for any physical assault on a flight attendant or a pilot, anyone. And when it's like this, when you actually hit them and hit them in the face repeatedly, she has got to go to prison. She's got to go to prison, and that stigma has to be on her record the rest of her life. We've got to start standing up for this. And right now, the FAA has simply fined people, not put them on the no-fly list, not giving them jail time, in some cases, not even prosecuting them for misdemeanors. That has got to stop. The violence culture that's been inspired by the Republican Party, attacks on our democratic process, has spilled over to violence throughout the country. The attempt to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, governor of Michigan, the clowns down in Arizona, who went in with zip ties to arrest the principal because one of their kids was quarantined and couldn't go on a class trip. Prison. Prison for all of them. No fly list for all of them. It has got to get to that. Okay, we're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Well, Well, first of all, I couldn't agree with you more on that. I would give her at least 5 years at a minimum. But to Jeannie's call, it was so spot on, and I'm sick of waiting on this, too. And I heard this nonsense, Matt, that, oh, well, if Biden does something like this, it'll be politicizing the Attorney General's office. No. And secondly, in his own words, malarkey to that, because what would you call the hiring of William Barr under the premise that, oh, he wrote some papers that went right along strongly with, you know, executive privilege. In other words, he handpicked him to be his own personal attorney, not the attorney general for the country. So that's a bunch of nonsense in my mind. The first guy, Sessions, that's why he got rid of him, because he wouldn't be his personal attorney. And for anybody to say that he would be politicizing this, no, he'd be actually telling the Department of Justice to stand up and do what they're supposed to do about big-time crimes that went on.
Yeah, thanks. Very good points. Let me hit them both, Dick. First of all, when it comes to an attorney general, what we need now, we don't need Casper Milquetoast. We do not need Casper Milquetoast. We need Bobby Kennedy. We need Bobby Kennedy. There've got to be some criminal charges, and they haven't been coming out from this guy. Merrick Garland wants to be liked by everybody. He wants to look scholarly, wants to be liked. He's cautious. This is not the time for that. And I'm not saying that just lightly and in bravado. I really mean that. Let me tell you about Bobby Kennedy. John Kennedy picked him as attorney general. It was his brother, and Bobby Kennedy was his campaign manager. He picked his brother. He knew he could trust his brother, and they were in sync, and his brother would bring prosecutions in areas south on civil rights violations, and he showed a lot of guts. He showed a lot of guts, and the Justice Department building is named after him, the Robert F. Kennedy Justice Department building. Merrick Garland is no Bobby Kennedy, and we need a Bobby Kennedy right now. Of interest, right after that happened, the Republicans put in a bill that said you can't put your relative in the cabinet anymore, trying to get back at the Kennedys. So right now, that couldn't happen again. You can't put your brother in, and maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's a good thing. We wouldn't want Donald Trump to put in, say, Don Trump Jr. or something. You don't see Bobby Kennedys coming along all the time. But the fact of the matter is, this business of somehow the president can't tell the attorney general what to do, certainly Trump did. And when they disobeyed him, he basically got rid of them. But in a good sense, the cabinet works for the president. The president can fire the cabinet. Biden has got to call Merrick Garland in his office and say, Merrick, here's the deal. What is your view about prosecuting Donald Trump? Is there a reason in law that you think there's insufficient evidence? If so, tell me what it is. And if Garland says to him, well, no, but I just think, you know, it's a little too bold to destabilize the country, then I think Biden can say legitimately, Garland, let me be quite blunt with you. I'll decide that kind of thing. You decide the law. I do not want you prosecuting anybody that is not warranted by law. But if it's the warrant is somehow, well, you know, you're concerned about some other thing, that's for me to decide. If there's grounds to prosecute him, I want you to do it. And Garland, well, no, you know, I'd like the Republicans to vote for me next time when you put me up for the Supreme Court. Garland, you ain't going to get nominated to the Supreme Court ever again. He's weak. He has no backbone. That's the problem. I'll say it. And quite frankly, Trump put in a crooked cabinet by and large. But Biden, the concern is weakness in some of these people. And Merrick Garland is one of them. So when you say, you know, where is the prosecution? I agree. Where is the prosecution? And we need it to come out of the attorney general. The second thing with Voss and Gabelman, you're right on the money there. And Gene impliedly was too. With Voss and Gabelman, Voss hired him at your expense. Everybody out there, do you pay state income taxes? You want it to go to Gabelman? You want 680 grand to go to these clowns? And they lied about that. It'll be over a million. It was millions on redistricting and gerrymandering 10 years ago. It's going to be more than that now. You know, in your whole lifetime, you're not going to spend, you're not going to pay, most of you, hardly any of you can pay millions in state income taxes. It got sucked up by a vacuum cleaner. It got sucked up by Gableman and Voss to go around and scare old folks. This has already been decided. Not only that, Paul Ryan and Ron Johnson have already said it's decided. They're going to go around and scare old folks. They're going to go to places in Dane County, Brown County, Milwaukee County, Mabel, where Skulldog, you know, they're going to be former police officers. They're the gorillas. Gableman's the muscle. Voss is the puppet master at your expense. Mabel, we're not putting up with any of that. Did you check everybody for criminal convictions? What? The point is, she doesn't, she's not supposed to do that. And most of it is you know, a traffic ticket? I'm tired of this stuff. Tired. Tired of scaring Mabel and Edna at the polls. I'm tired of it. We got to stand up. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.